When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. The title of today's episode is What Lies Have You Accepted as Truth? Now, I believe that we all have an internal narrative that drives our decisions, our moods, how we respond to things. That it's this belief system, this narrative that governs a lot of our thoughts and decisions. And there may be some overlap with our Christian belief system. So maybe something that has to do with right and wrong, some type of moral code, doing the right thing by people, treating people the way you want to be treated. I'm sure there are some overlaps between your internal narrative and Christian principles. But I believe there's going to come a time when that internal narrative is going to directly conflict with the season that God has you in. On the last bonus episode, we talked about expanding your window of tolerance, and I defined it, talked about what hyperarousal and hypoarousal is, and talked about some external things that you can do to expand your window of tolerance, that optimal zone. Well, there are some internal things that I believe that we all need to do in order for us to fully live in the dimension that God has for us. Now, I was having a conversation recently, and I was just saying how frustrated I am with myself, where I was like, I'm just so impossible. And my fellow achievers, tell me if y'all can identify with this. I hold myself to a ridiculous standard of perfection. Now, of course, perfection just simply doesn't exist. So the way that I've historically operated is that I'm constantly striving towards a goalpost that's always moving. And even when I do have a certain level of accomplishment, I don't allow myself to sit in that moment. I just move on to the next thing. So it's just this constant cycle of achievement, accomplishment, grind, achievement, accomplishment, grind. And it's just over and over and over of just moving on to the next thing. And on one end, it's not like those of us who deal with this, it's not like we're ungrateful, because we are grateful for what God has blessed us with the things that He's done through us. But we don't give ourselves permission to truly sit in the depth of those emotions. We live in our head, and rarely do we come down to be able to truly sit and be like, you know what? I did that. Instead, when we do come down and start paying attention to what's going on, we can be hypercritical. Like, oh yeah, that was good, but you should have did this, or you should have done that. And it's ridiculous. It's not kind. It's exhausting. And it just leaves you with a feeling where you're never satisfied. So I was talking to my therapist about this, because she deals with a lot of high achieving women. And we were, of course, still talking about or dealing with the window of tolerance. And of course, it's my goal to expand and spend the majority of my time within that window. But this inner narrative is one that takes me outside of it. And it's a way that I've always been, but a way that I'm really fighting to break out of. Remember, we've talked about the battle for new territory. So this is where the battleground is taking place. This internal narrative, this lies versus truth. This is a very pivotal battle for me and for you to break into new territory. This battlefield of the mind, this battlefield of belief systems is going to make or break you entering into the new level that God has for you. So when I took a step back and I started to challenge my thoughts, I started to think about what I was thinking about, what I realized is I have this internal narrative that's twofold, this aspect of who I am that has two parts. The first part is the one that I discussed where I'm impossible. I might just never be satisfied with anything I've accomplished. In a way, it's self-deprecating. It has this mantra of, no, you're failing. You need to do better. You need to achieve more. You're never good enough. It's this internal bully, for lack of a better word. And then on the other hand, this bully has been able to produce great amounts of success. So she has her place, because while she's a bully, she's also a friend. It's like a frenemy situation. But the reality is both sides are a part of who I am. But this new level of glory, remember, when we go from glory to glory, we're just becoming more like Christ, is requiring me to be less like my old self and more like the new creature that I am. And so now here we are in a battle. So now here you are in a battle. Life, your past relationships, your history, whatever the story is for you, has contributed to who you are today. And again, like I said in the beginning, I believe we all have an inner narrative that drives our decisions, our mood, our morale, that are the foundations or contributors to our belief system. We all have it. And sometimes it's overlap with biblical values, and other times it's not. Other times it becomes the perfect hiding place for the enemy to disguise himself as your inner thoughts, as your belief system, as your character, as your opinion.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
As your personality, it provides the perfect hiding space for him to keep us stuck, for him to keep us living less than what God has for us, for him to get us in a place where we're trying to fit new wine in old wineskins. Remember we talked about that a few weeks ago? It's the perfect hiding space for him to essentially use us. He's the puppet master using us to destroy ourselves. So as I was talking through some of my frustration, I decided to just name this element of my personality. I called her Slim. I'm from the DC area. Everybody's Slim, okay? It's just a noun, where the male, female, whatever, Slim. So I'm naming this aspect of my personality Slim. Because what God is showing me that while Slim has been useful up until this point, she's now an enemy to this new level of glory. So now I have to recognize that the narrative that plays in my head, while it served me in the past, it has to be minimized, and I need to exchange that truth for his truth. We all have become who we become for a reason. I said, whatever your story is, it's contributed to who you are. But there's going to come a point in time where you're going to have to turn in, crucify your reality so that you can take on God's reality. There's always going to be a battle of truth versus truth, reality versus reality, what's real to you versus what's real to God. So your reality may be, I'm in the hospital, I'm sick, they've diagnosed me with this type of disease, but his reality is that you are healed. Your reality may say, it's a recession, inflation is doing what it does, I'm unable to afford groceries, I'm in financial lack, but his reality says that he will supply all your needs, that he will provide for you. He's the God who provides. Your reality may be, I'm by myself, I'm alone, nobody is here for me, I'm doing this by myself, because you've always had to. But his reality is, he is El Roy, the God who sees. Your reality may be anxiety and stress and operating with a level of just being on edge on a day to day. But his reality is that he is the Prince of Peace. So at some point, we got to throw away our truth to truly accept his. So I have to throw away my truth of, you don't got time to celebrate, you got to go on to the next thing, because it's always been what I had to do. But in the battle for this new level of glory, for this new pace, for this new wineskin that God has for me, that is simply not my truth anymore. My truth is that I don't have to move on to anything. I'm walking by the pace of grace. I don't have to try to strive or accomplish anything, because I commit my plans to the Lord and he makes them succeed. I don't have to worry about where success is going to come from, or the things that I need in business is going to come from, because I seek ye first the kingdom of God. So all things are going to be added unto me. What lies have you accepted as truth? I believe that this inner narrative, if it does not go unchecked, it will one but first become your truth. And if you still don't check it at that point, it'll become louder than God's truth. And that's a dangerous place to be. And that's when it becomes a stronghold. So I really want to challenge you today. I'm going to get to in another episode, like some practical things. But right now, I just want to introduce this concept that this internal narrative that is driving you on a day to day. I want to pose the question, is it possible that that narrative is conflicting with God's truth? Is there a thought process that you've accepted as normal that's simply not healthy? I'm asking you the question, but this is what I want you to think about. When you go into your prayer time, when you go into your quiet time, say, God, show me what I've adopted into my belief system that is not consistent with your truth, your word, your wisdom. One of my favorite scriptures in Romans is Romans 12 and 2. It says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way that you think. Then you will learn to know what's God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Another scripture in Romans that I love is actually Romans 8 and 5. It says that those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. So there's always going to be a conflict and a decision that we have to make of what and who are we going to follow? Are we going to follow the world's way? Are we going to follow our flesh, which is where our belief system and these narratives reside? Are we going to follow that, or are we going to crucify that so that we can come into agreement with God's truth and allow that to be what our mood, our decisions, our lifestyle is based upon? So I'm going to actually put a pin in it here because I want you to really think about that and ponder on that over the next week or so. And we'll pick back up with maybe something a bit more practical in a later episode, but I'm going to stop it here. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys. Tag me if you post the show at Tatum Tamia. Tell me what your thoughts are, your feedback, your reflections from listening today. Again, at Tatum Tamia, T-A-T-U-M-T-E-M-I-A on Instagram. And that's it. I love you guys and I'll talk to you soon.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind. And it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.